What's your number?
They're usually not rushed, but with just two physicians, Family Healthcare manages to see about 8,000 patients a year. That would seem difficult enough, but the clinic does so on a total budget of not quite $600,000. That's an annual budget. So even in a nonprofit facility, how do they employ a staff of 16, full-time and part-time, including physicians, nurses, office workers, and medical technicians, and also operate the clinic building with its lab and physical therapy equipment? The answer is everyone makes $11 an hour, from the doctors to the janitor. It creates an egalitarian environment where compassion for people comes first. Jan Kohick, a musician from Kansas City, is a patient.
In the end, the care that you might get could theoretically be about the same anywhere. In the end, what medicine you end up getting prescribed may be the same. But it is so important, the way they come across here. It's a caring approach. You feel it. You really do. I think it's so sincere, and it's something you can't fake. And I think it puts you at ease. And it makes you trust, and it allows you to trust.
Which is pretty important in receiving health care.
Mm-hmm. Personally, I'm from a rather small town, and we had a physician in our small town who would see people and really didn't seem to dwell on the monetary payoff as much as what they could do for humanity. And I think that's what's happening here, and I think it's a very rare great thing.
Family Healthcare offers a wide range of treatment, from pediatrics to geriatrics, and has been a Kansas City leader in the care of patients with HIV. The founder and medical director is Sharon Lee, MD, a tall, easygoing woman with long gray hair that drapes her shoulders along with her stethoscope.
I know you've come up with a very flexible approach to determining how and whether patients pay for the care that they receive here. Tell us about that.
Generally, patients are asked to be responsible for at least a portion of their bill. It's adjusted based on their household income and the number of people in their family. So they're given a bill that reflects for them an amount that is generally less at either 25, 50, 75% of what the bill would ordinarily reflect. That does a couple things. It enables the patient to feel responsible and be responsible for paying off their bill and feel good about that. It's a low enough threshold that most of them can attain that and feel like they're really pulling their weight here. The other piece of that is that if someone really is having a hard time, that isn't really forced. There's no forced payment. And in fact, we have people who come in who are really having a hard time. An example is a woman who came in December, early December, and she was just absolutely distraught because she had messed up her time card for work. And her boss had told her that, therefore, she would not receive a paycheck until January. She was pregnant. She had three other children, and her husband had left her about 2 months before that. So she was a single mom trying to provide for three kids and a pregnancy, and her boss was being a stickler about something on the... She said, you know, I realize I screwed up on my time card. I didn't get it in time. What it was is they had a time deadline, 10 o'clock in the morning or whatever, and she got there late. And they said, we can't accept it until the following month. So they weren't going to not pay her. They were just withholding payment, but she didn't have any food for the kids. So, you know, the kids were all sick with colds and bronchitis and stuff. So we saw the kids, we gave them the medication, and we also asked her to come back the next morning, and every one of the staff brought in a grocery bag